The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hello, everyone, and good morning. This is Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, your host. And hey, we got a pretty good one for you this week. I think on this week's show, we're going to hear from, of course, Captain Tony. He's from Diamond Ghost Charters with our Lake Michigan report. He's probably sitting in the harbor waiting for his people to come out this morning. And then we will be talking with Amanda Wilson, who has been on this program before, and she's an angler in the PMTT, that's Professional Walleye Tournament Trail. And she also owns Deerfoot Lodge, that's right on the Chippewa Flowage in Wisconsin. And she's going to give us a report for the Wisconsin Game Fish Opener. That's this weekend. It's like the, you know, there's three New Year's Days. There's New Year's Day, there's the opening of deer season in Wisconsin, and then the opening of game fishing in Wisconsin and inland waters. So there's three New Year's that you celebrate in Wisconsin. She's going to give us a report about what it looks like for northern Wisconsin, for a lot of people from Illinois that run up that way, and from Minnesota that run across and shoot up from Iowa and stuff like that. I'm very excited about what she's going to be saying. And then a very young, talented angler and communicator. He's been on our program before. Jim O'Neill. That's right. Jim O'Neill. This guy's got a... When you're a good angler, they say you got a good stick. Boy, this guy's got a good stick. Let me tell you, he's doing really well. And he's been out fishing with Trevor McKinney and all kinds of people and himself, and he's been fishing a lot of regional stuff. So we're going to be hearing from him about what's going on locally and maybe some regional fishing reports. And in the, you know, last segment of the show, we're going to be talking to, I'll have my Aiden fishing report. We were up there last Sunday and saw him play hockey. I got to tell you, it was pretty exciting watching your grandson play hockey, even though he did get hit in the face with a hockey puck. Glad they have a helmet and mask on. That's all I can say. But no, he was fine. He was fine. But, and you know what? We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time and great show we have for you planned. So you know what? Sit back, pour yourself a cup of coffee, maybe some soda pop, make some breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever you're having this morning with us or this evening, and, you know, be part of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. But now let's hear from Captain Tony, someplace out on the Big Pond, Lake Michigan. Captain Tony, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Chauncey. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, but tell me what's kicking.
What's kicking is, weather permitting, we got some crazy winds going on here. Basically, if you get a nice day, go out there. The cohos are here in high numbers. We're killing them.
I think you just said it. It's an important thing. If the weather is on our side, we're going to do well, which means, you know, we're not fighting northeast or north winds at 20 miles an hour. You know, just a little bit calmer. And, you know, but if you could be out there in 1s, 2s, 3s and be hammering them cohos.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, safety is a big factor out there. Again, you got, you know, day to day, the weather's changing. So watch that weather. You know, don't go out there if it's really, really, really rough. You know, it's like that. Don't make a fun day.
No.
You know, there's going to be plenty of time to catch cohos.
Mm-hmm. The a lot of people have made comments about when you, myself, and Gary Dorenz went out last week, and we just, you know, 30 minutes, we had 15 fish, lost fish, had to throw, you know, release fish off the back. We couldn't even pull the lines in because fish were hitting them, you know?
Right, right. The pods are getting pretty big. They're catching fish everywhere from, I heard Chicago was a little slow, but, you know, everywhere from Waukegan all the way up through Racine, I hear we're starting to get some cohos.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I heard was Indiana waters. Now, I don't know if this is true, but they said in Indiana waters, the fish were pulling a little off the shoreline. I'm like, okay, but I haven't heard that. I haven't verified that, let me say, okay? But I do know up out of Winthrop Harbor, you know, Diamond Ghost. I mean, you know, you're the German short hair who's got a nose for coho and kings, man. You are on them big time.
Well, you know, just the other day I started fishing. but no, you know, the cohos do tend to move off a little bit. There was years that we'd go out to 80 feet of water this time of year to catch them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been a lot of bait around. There's some big alewives. There's some small alewives, but lately there's been big alewives. If you see bait, you know, hang around it for a little bit. You know, I'm sure that coho, if they're not there, they're just stop feeding, you know, and then they'll pick right back up, you know, since they start, you know, feeding again, you'll be catching them.
Yeah. Still, you know, dip season flies were good. You were using yellow birds and flies and some spoons. And, I mean, it seemed like a little mixed bag of everything was catching fish, weren't they?
Yeah, they were pretty aggressive. This time of year, the cohos are aggressive. They're feeding heavily. That's why it's their spring coho run. This is the time, you know. Little peanut flies are the best. You can go up to 2 inches, you know, 2-inch flies. Still the double-aught Dodgers. You know, yellow birds, dipsies, caressive spoons. Some guys run crankbaits. I just stick with the flies, the peanuts. They seem to work the best.
Yeah.
You know, next generation, aquas, little boy blues, two tones, you know, blue lizards work, green lizards. I had a green and gold out there that was working great, you know. But again, we were in a pod that was just beating us up.
Yep. Tony, if somebody wants to get a hold of you for a charter and anything and or learn some great recipes, where can they go?
You can call the office at area code 847-838-2037. If no one's here, just leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. You can also visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. And all my information and pricing is right on the website.
Sounds good to me. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost when we get a fish?
Fish on! All right, everybody, remember, be safe out there and watch this weather.
That's right. Be safe on the great outdoors. Thanks, Tony. You're all listening.
Thank you, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We had to change the date for the Constellation Fishing for a Cure fishing tournament, that big charity tournament that we come to every year. That's right, because of weather concerns. But on May 22nd, mark that down, we will be celebrating 20 years of Fishing for the Cure, hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake in Braidwood, Illinois. Since 2002, we have raised over $700,000, and every penny of that is raised goes to the charities. Constellation, a great company, picks up all the expenses because it believes in the community and its employees and the families that are working together to help those in need. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we are helping Advocate Children's Hospital, and we are going to buy them a virtual reality program and other entertainment items for the Children's Hospital wing. Staying in the hospital is stressful for us adults. Can you imagine what it's like for a kid in the hospital? And heaven forbid if it was one of your children. Please help us help them. This is the biggest charity of tournament that I know of in the Midwest and beyond. And Constellation guarantees $10,000 prize money. And that means the winner will get $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out to the top 10 spots. Takeoff is at 6:30 in the morning. There will be food and drink after, also shirts, silent raffles, and more. So don't wait for the last minute, because we do cut off the field at 100 boats. For more information, contact Brett Nauman at 309-433-6894, or you can email him at brett.nauman, N-A-U-M-A-N, at constellation.com. From my heart to yours, please sign up and let's get these kids what they need to make their hospital stay better and get home with their families faster, and let's all go fishing for a cure at Braidwood Lake. You can also email me at Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S, at AOL.com for the entry forms and any questions that you may have. Look forward to hearing from you, but more important, I look forward to seeing you there. Waterworks is ready to get you on the water this spring with a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by a Mercury outboard. But they also have fun, certified used boats that are in great shape. Need to repower? Try a new fuel-efficient Mercury outboard, and your boat will feel like it's brand new. Waterworks has everything for your boating fun. You can order and have it shipped to you, from parts, accessories, oil, or a new Mercury outboard. Waterworks has everything you need to be ready to go. Just call them at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course!
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees.
Crickets are saying... Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you know what? We've got the musky goddess of the North Woods of Hayward, Wisconsin. She's going to hit me for that one. Amanda Wilson from Deerfoot Lodge. Amanda, how are you?
I am great. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
No problem. No problem whatsoever. Hey, this weekend is the Wisconsin opener. That means a lot of people are going to be in northern Wisconsin chasing them really pretty golden colored critters with little teeth on them and, you know, little tippy white on their tail called walleye and pike and all kinds of stuff because, like I just said, this is the opening weekend to go out and do this in Wisconsin. And it's almost as big as, to me, you know, opening day deer season in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I know all of our guests that are coming up this weekend, they're all excited to get back out and on the water and start chasing open water fish again.
Exactly. Now, let's get a couple of technical things. Has the icebergs come off the flowage?
Finally. It was touch and go for a bit, but yeah, this past Saturday, April 30th, it went out, and we're looking at a beautiful open lake. It's that's not the latest I've seen it go out. I've been up here 10 years at Deerfoot, and we did have one year where the ice went out on opening day, and we were putting in docks as people were pulling in with their trucks and trailers, and that was an exciting year. So I'm glad that we had at least a week to get the docks and everything situated for our guests coming this weekend.
Wow. Now, and once again, everybody, this is Amanda Wilson, who's a, you know, fishes the PMTT and musky fishes and has Deerfoot Lodge up in Hayward. But, I mean, you know, she's also a really good source of information about what's going on out there and fishing. I mean, with the ice just kind of coming off, let's say, a week and a half ago, for lack of a better term, is that water going to be still too cold for these fish to be active? Or are they going to be, they got to be hungry, I would think.
Yeah, we often see that anglers have better luck when it's a late ice out. I'm not sure what the science is behind it, but it's something to do with the spawn and how they're, you know, feeding after a cold winter. But yes, often we'll see actually bigger fish and more fish caught when it's a late ice out. So I think that our anglers are going to have a good time this weekend.
No, I would have a good time if I was going up there. You know, I'd be out there with JB, and we let's not even talk about what would happen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just, and it doesn't take, this is what I like about, you know, especially like walleye fishing. It doesn't take a huge amount of gear to do it. Where musky fishing, it could be a little bit more expensive fishing for them, you know.
Sure.
It doesn't have to be, but
yeah.
Normally it is.
Yeah. But, no, you can get out and chase those walleyes with not too much. You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And how are they, you know, I know the you got your pulse on, you know, talking to different people up there and DNR and stuff. Do they feel it's going to be a good year for the flowage?
Yeah, I was just at, we had a PIP, Pike Improvement Project kickoff meeting with the Lake Chippewa Flowage Resort Association last week. And Max Wolter, who is the fisheries biologist for the Chippewa Flowage with the DNR, he gave a great presentation about how the last couple of years the natural recruitment for walleye has been better on the Chippewa Flowage. Then we had a couple of kind of tough years back in like the 2013, 14, 15 time, but now it's coming back and anglers are seeing more fish, bigger fish. I know the slot limit on the Chippewa Flowage has, I think, really helped with the larger size, and that's what they're seeing in their survey data as well.
Okay. Now, the kind of describe to somebody in something in terms that I would be able to understand. how big is the Chip Flowage?
Yeah, it's a magnificent body of water. So it's 15,300 acres of water. But when you consider all the islands that are included, it covers about 17,000 acres. So you will never, ever run out of spots to fish on the Chippewa Flowage. I love this lake so much. The first year I moved up here, I only fished the east side where Deerfoot's located. I'm like, you know, that's like its own lake. Next year I'll go west. But it's a big body of water.
But that's like, you get the, I'm going to say, the Canadian feeling without crossing the border.
Absolutely. Yeah, we, even before COVID, with the border being closed, even before that time, we would get calls regularly with people who didn't want to travel so far anymore, didn't want to fuss with the border crossing. The Chippewa Flowage is high on the list when people are looking for an alternative that's similar to Canada. You can drive for a long time and not see a cabin or a building or sometimes even another boat. It's a very big body of water.
And that kind of amazes me when you think of it, because of, you know, it's still, you know, in the lower 48. And, you know, Hayward is just, you know, the muskie capital and fishing capital of a lot of, well, fishing across Wisconsin's good. I'm not going to say any one spot is good better than the other. Sure. I mean, I know the people who live in Hayward are going to tell me, you know, go someplace else.
It's the best. Of course.
You know, it's either the best or it's the worst because they don't want you to come and take their fish.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, it's funny. And even though this is such a large lake, it's nice because it's a dammed chain of lakes. There's always, it can also behave like a smaller lake. So I wouldn't want to say it's so big and have people be intimidated like it's a great lake. There are ways that you can, you know, tuck around an island or, you know, fish not too far from where you started, mm-hmm. and it feels smaller, which is nice.
Okay, now I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to throw you a curveball here, Amanda, and I apologize for throwing this curveball. But so many people, I mean, I even hate to say this, but, you know, back in the, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, the guys are going to go up fishing and we're going to go catch the walleye up in Hayward and we're going to go do this and we're going to go do that. Okay, but family units, people are planning. You know, yes, they want to go fishing, and it's not just the guys. It's the wives want to go fishing. It's the daughters and the dad, the daughters and mom want to go fishing.
Yep.
Or if there's a younger family, they want to go fishing as a family group, which means, you know, bluegill and stuff like that from shore or a dock or a boat or something like that. Is that something that you would, you know, Deerfoot have access to for family fishing fun?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we see lots of families come up and fish with us. And even this weekend, we have several couples who come up and fish for opener. But we've got 26 decks on the premises. People will fish right from the docks. You know, they're just within a cast of cover right off the shore. And we also have rental boats. So families who might not have a boat or who want to come up and not worry about towing it because they've got all the kids and all the luggage and everything, they can rent a boat when they're here and all get out on the water together. But yeah, that those family traditions, those are priceless. We have some families that have been staying with us here at Deerfoot for over 40 years in some cases, and it's really special to be a small part of their tradition. It's really cool to watch.
Because you see the children grow up to adults.
Yeah, and then they have their kids, and then they all come back, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then after you see them, and they pull up, and you see the kids, and their kids, and you walk back into your office, and you go, oh boy, I'm getting old.
That is happening more and more. Yes, I will say that.
Well, but that's okay. But, you know, you just said something I didn't think about, and once again, we're talking with Amanda Wiltz from Deerfoot Lodge up in Hayward, Wisconsin, right on the Chippewa Flow. You can't go wrong with this. But I didn't think about that. All these docks that are out there, especially if you're going out with a family, and you know, you the kids are fishing off the docks and stuff like that. And you know, kids are kids. You know, you don't want to be out in the middle of the lake and they go, "Dan, I gotta go." You know. Well, it's just like, go back up to the cabin, all right?
Right.
And yeah, and that way they're enjoying their trip more. But I
Oh, go ahead.
No. Finish up.
I was just going to say there's usually a couple of muskies caught from our docks every year, too. So they cruise by the shoreline. You know, they're looking for forage. And just those one lucky cast pulling a muskie right from the dock. Pretty
exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. Something I never thought of this, and I can't believe I'm this dense this morning, but you said that you also have boats and motors for rental. And I thought about, I go, you know, instead of us dragging a boat up that maybe I haven't started in a year or two, and mm-hmm. I'm doing, you know, I can rent a boat and motor that's in great shape and it works. I don't have to worry about it.
Or store it over the winter, or yeah, like you said, worry about if the gas is good or any of that. Yep, our boats are very active. We've got 3 16-foot Lund fishing boats with tiller motors on the back, and then we also have 4 pontoon boats. So not only fishing, but also the fun and the cruising.
Well, and I'm going to tell you this right now. Several years ago, I went fishing off of a pontoon boat. And yes, I love my friends that have Lund boats. They're great boats. But let me tell you, there's something really nice about fishing off of a pontoon boat. A lot more room, a lot easier to move around. You could get put nice, comfortable.
Fishing in luxury.
Yeah. I'm like, I like this. I even know a crappie guide that he uses a pontoon boat for all his guiding.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really amazing.
Yeah, ours have live wells, and they've got the fishing chairs on the back. We did get we have the fishing cruise models to make sure we're hitting both markets there.
Cool. Well, once again, everyone, we're talking with Amanda Wilson up north at Deerfoot Lodge in Hayward, right on the chip flowage, because this morning it's going to be crazy out there having fun. Well, first of all, you could put thousands of boats out there and not feel like there's thousands of boats, but I mean, because it's so huge, but there's going to be a lot of people enjoying that area up there, and it's literally, it's an exciting time to be up there for the Wisconsin opener up in northern Wisconsin. Can't go wrong with that. Hey, Amanda, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to either learn more about Deerfoot Lodge or, you know, even some of the ladies may want to, you know, have questions for you about fishing, or even the guys, breakdown guys, women can outfish us. Don't worry about it. I could say that because my mother taught me to fish. And
awesome.
Yeah. So that's actually happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there that I'm just thinking about it. That's what this weekend is. But, you know, is there how do I get a hold of more information from Amanda about Deerfoot?
Sure. I would say the best place to start would probably be our website, which is deerfootlodge.com. And then we're always happy to chat by phone as well. And our number is 715-462-3328.
Repeat that number for me.
Sure. 715-462-3328.
Okay. And come on up. Let's have some fun. Keep the fishing simple, you know. Little jigs, little hooks, little bobbers for the kids, and even for the adults. If you want to catch bluegills, if you want to go musky fishing, don't forget that. Jigs for walleye, and just get up and have some fun up on the Chippewa flowage, right?
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing everyone.
Amanda, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning.
Oh, thank you very much, Chauncey. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. $9.95, you get 12 big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month, you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $95, you get 12 big issues of You Can't Beat This Deal. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. 2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't
hey, everybody,
go
welcome
wrong.
Back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know what? You heard this gentleman on our program maybe a month and a half ago or something like that. But you see him in Midwest Outdoors. He's been on our program. You're going to see him on television with Midwest Outdoors, I think. He was fishing with one of my good friends, Mr. Trevor. And, well, let's give a big round welcome to Jim O'Neill. Hi!
Proud to be here. Happy to be here. How are we all doing?
I'm doing fine, buddy. Man, I said we got a... I wanted you to call to talk to us about what you've been doing, but the problem is you've been doing so much, it's hard to get a hold of you.
Well, Chauncey, I want you to know I will always make time for you. So we just, I just got to pencil you in and we'll do it. Mm-hmm. But no, yeah, it's already been a spring full of fun and fishing. The last time we talked, I was on my way down to Florida to end the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down there and spent a month. We caught some sharks over 200 pounds. We caught some snook. We caught some baby tarpon. We caught some sheephead, some drum, different than ours up here, some saltwater boys. Mm-hmm. Caught some 5-pound, 6-pound bass. Then we moved up, went to Alabama, caught some bass. Then we took a little time off, and we had the Illinois opener at Braidwood, obviously. And I think a lot of people enjoyed the power plants. I know we've talked about them here on the program last year before.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people had some good openers on both LaSalle and Braidwood.
Mm-hmm.
Then tournament season started, and we've had two small ones so far. I was lucky enough to get the first place victory at the first event. Of course, thanks a lot part to my partner. I had a stick with me that day, old Trevor McKinney. And then
Jim, stop right there. You didn't have a stick with you. You had, let's just say, you had Trevor McKinney. Stop it right there.
I know, the stick. I call him Big Stick McKinney. Third place in the big Bassmaster Open this weekend. So that congrats to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
And, yeah, that's big money. That's good points, too, to qualify for the Elite Series.
Mm-hmm. So
really cheering for him this season. And then we just had a tournament on the CalSag, and we caught some fish, didn't get the big bite, but we caught fish. And it mixed in between there. We've caught some white fish up in Wisconsin with some walleye. We've caught crappie in southern Illinois. So it's been a spring full of fishing, and this May it doesn't slow down. We'll be headed to St. Louis shortly to catch some big blue catfish, and then we'll be going up to the Boundary Waters to catch a lot of everything that swims up north.
I want to come back as Jim O'Neill. first of all, when you go on blue catfishing, and I tell people, when you go blue catfishing and you see your rod go ding, 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 like you got somebody there, and you grab that rod, and you... I mean, you're not going with, medium action rod and reel, folks. You're going with heavy duty stuff, right, Jim?
Correct. Um, I I am not a catfish professional. Let me put that out there first. I think, besides, I got real lucky one day at a pond and caught a 50-pound flathead. 48 pounds, mm-hmm. I believe it was, exactly. But besides that, I've caught a few, you know, 5 to 8 pound channel cats. Once in a while, a blue catfish maybe over at Braidwood Bass Fishing. But for the most part, I haven't had a lot of experience with catfishing in my life. And talking to the guys down in St. Louis, they know how to catch big catfish. So they said, don't be shocked if we wrangle up one 50, 60, 70 pounds, and you have a chance for one close to triple digits. So it's truly a spectacular fishery on the Mississippi there.
Yeah, because when you set the hook on a big blue, I always say it this way. You set the hook, and then the blue sets the hook on you. I mean, you grab that rod, and you go, boom, I got him. And then the next thing you know, Jim is bent over, almost in the water. I mean,
falling in. No, it's really... you know, between them and the sturgeon, it's really remarkable, some of the fish we have in our fresh water that a lot of lay individuals that aren't in the fish world would have mm-hmm. no idea and shocked when they see these triple-digit fish, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just amazing. And, you know, last week they had the sturgeon running up the Fox River where they did the DNR up there, did a sampling. I had some video of it on my Facebook page. I mean, you're like, these are in the river? Well, but, you know, that also shows you if the sturgeon are there, it's a decent quality of water.
Yeah, it's clean water.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, there's definitely a sturgeon population presence in the Great Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And how close they come to shore, I think, you know, depends on the water quality and the currents and stuff. But I have had confirmed sightings through multiple people of six-footers out in our Chicagoland area beach, off the beaches.
Yeah.
So there's big fish to be had all over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know even some charter captains that have hooked some Lake Michigan sturgeon. And when they're fighting it, they think they got a world record, you know, lake trout on it. And then they get it up and they go, what the hell?
No, they're truly a prehistoric fish. And they're just, for any fish to, you know, whether it's a bass over 10 pounds or a catfish over 80 pounds or a sturgeon over 100. I mean, the maintenance and the chance, the probability that fish made it through its whole life mm-hmm. to survive and become a trophy like that. And then not only that, for an angler to cross paths and all his equipment to succeed and not fail and land a fish like that, it's all a very spectacular process that I think we don't really appreciate how in-depth it goes and how many years went into that moment happening.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Now, you know, the bass that you were catching with, you know, big stick, you know, Trevor, you know, that's phenomenal fishing down there. I mean, you know, there is some really good quality fishing going on, not just in our backyard, but throughout the Midwest and especially even Illinois. People kind of like don't think about that, but there is some really quality fishing that you can enjoy and do. And, you know, you're one of the guys that's been out there. Heck, you were even out with Midwest Outdoors. Did I read that right? Power lining?
Yes, we were out just doing a power line and shoot out of Montrose Harbor on the north side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first time ever doing such a thing. And it's truly a fascinating process of fishing. For anyone that doesn't have any idea what I'm talking about right now, I encourage you to look up power lining fishing. It's a technique that, from what we know, actually started in Chicago. And it's being used now in two other parts of the country and other countries as well. And what it is you really, you rig up a fire extinguisher to be a CO2 canister with a release valve on it and like a cannon. And you package this rubber line out and you shoot this thing. And I truly mean some of these can go from anywhere from 100 to 200-300 yards off the shore. And because it's a rubber line, it has so much stretch in it, and you're able to bring it back with your hand while the weight still stays way out there, and you have multiple hooks. It's like a trot line.
Mm-hmm.
And you have multiple hooks that you get to put baits on. And it's a lengthy process. It's not something you get done in a few minutes. It's, you know, definitely a time-consuming process. But once you get it set, you know, it's one of the only legal ways to have more than 2-3 hooks in Illinois.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can only use it on the Great Lakes and the main river systems, this technique of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very productive. And we caught a few coho, and the coho fishing this year, at least, for the shore anglers, I feel like it's been a little hit or miss, a little all over with the weather.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was an awesome experience, and that will be a show coming out probably next spring. So we're talking about something
mm-hmm.
that won't be seen on TV for about a year. But yeah, no, we've been doing some cool stuff with Midwest. I'm very very happy and excited to be working with them, and
mm-hmm.
We're doing some cool shows. Hopefully, bringing some new techniques, some new places. To the viewers and to everyone in the Midwest and the Chicagoland area that loves watching fishing. Like, I know I have grown up my whole life on the weekends. I look forward to those shows.
Oh, God, yes. God, yes. And as a matter of fact, when you're talking about power lining, it's a modification also of the old trolley line fishing for perch. And
yep.
Where you would run a line of hooks down a trolley weight down to an anchor. And I used to go power lining with a railroad spike, and that we used to spin it and throw it out there. And then you started seeing guys with CO2 cylinders shooting them out there. The other thing I've seen them shoot out the weights are, I'm going to probably say it wrong, but plumbers use it. They pump up this canister, and they use mm-hmm. it to blow drains clear. And
sure,
they
sure.
attach that. Lead the pipe to that, and they breech load it with this lead weight you're going to shoot, and it just
right.
goes boom. You go, my God.
Yeah, it is truly quite the experience, especially for the first time.
Yeah, that's
but,
really
cool. Yeah, no, so it's been good, and I guess for the last part of what's going on is something dear to both of our hearts, I think. Youth fishing, we get the high school fishing in full swing now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still coaching over at Marist High School on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had our first event this last weekend at Chabanaw Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And it was stingy out there. Only a couple boats had a limit. So we weren't fortunate enough to place, but the kids got some good experience. And we have our sectional event this Thursday on the Des Plaines River, and that's always, you know, kind of all our big event of the year, all the
yeah.
school's big event. And the top three will qualify for the state championship down in Carlisle Lake in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hope and we're going to fish hard to be one of those three teams so we can update you about what's going down at state, hopefully, too.
Oh, yes, we have to. Because remember, all the bass fishing, high school bass fishing, started in what state, Jim?
Illinois. I was part of the beginning. And that's something so cool, you know, because I know Illinois does get a tough rap because, you know, we might not put as much money or resources into our stocking or some of our fishing. But really, like you said, states from the north side to the south side of the state, there is some gems. Everyone knows about the hunting in Illinois, but there is some gems at fishing. It can be tough. Remember, we live, especially in the Chicagoland area, we live in a metropolitan area that has millions and millions of people, and we're all using the same water.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it can be tough, but it challenges you as an angler to learn how to catch those fish because there are plenty of fish out there still. I promise you that.
That's true. And, well, I know you're a great fisherman on Braidwood Lake, but on May 22nd, I will be emceeing the Fishing for a Cure Bass Charity Fishing Tournament, where there's $10,000 guaranteed money for the top 10 places. So with the first place getting, like, I think, $4,000. So that's not a bad deal. So you may, if you're interested in doing this, anybody, just go to your search engine, type Fishing for a Cure Braidwood Lake, and you'll get the information there, or send me a note. On my email address on Facebook at Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S, and we'll send you the application and that information because it's going to be a great time out there. It's going to be a good time. Wow, there's so much you had going on there, Jim. I mean, you can't cover it all, but we're going to be looking forward. Maybe in the next month we'll hear what you did and some techniques you used that worked real well, especially on the big blues. Oh, yeah. Okay?
Well, Chauncey, I can't wait. Always love the call. Call anytime.
All right. Thank you very much. It's Jim O'Neill, everybody. You'll see him on Midwest Outdoors and a lot of other places, including here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us? Hey, we know the outdoors.
Is that a faucet running? That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep. And the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund & Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund & Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com and Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Catfish, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie. Catfish, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie.
Woke up this morning about 4:30. Who'd I see tiptoeing across my floor? My ever-loving baby with a rod in her hand, heading for the creek called Catfish Land. She yelled at me and said, "Get up, son, come along with me and let's have some fun." I grabbed my britches and a long cane pole, headed for the red-hot catfish hole.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying today's show. Yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with today's show. So let's get into some outdoor news and some fishing reports and a few other things. First of all, this weekend, because we, you know, talked to Amanda, you all know that it's the opening weekend of game fishing season in Wisconsin. So there's a lot of activity going on up there. But, you know, there's a few things I wanted to make sure I brought up to you. And we'll hear more about game fishing from Dave Dewey next weekend. So we'll hear about that, how they did on opening weekend. But the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to join them for the next Fishing for Dinner. Oh, sign me up. Of course, for trout. And that's right, in the waters of Crawford County on May 27th to the 29th. During the free three-day weekend course for adults, participants will learn what fish species are in Crawford County waters, how to use a spinning rod plus select baits and lures, how to fly fish, how to clean and cook a fish. There will be two fishing opportunities and a potluck dinner featuring the day's catch. Sounds good to me. The in-person course will take place at the Sugar Creek Bible Camp in Ferryville, beginning at about 5 p.m. on May 27th and then early afternoon on the 29th. The DNR will provide all the gear supplied, lodging, and meals. Registrants will receive a packing list of what to bring and directions to the camp and signing up. The course is limited to 16 people. Did you hear that? 16 people only. Registration is first come, first serve. If you're interested, call Teresa Stabo at 608-577-6332 by 2 p.m. on May 23rd. This is going to fill up tomorrow, folks. It would fill up in my books tomorrow, but that sounds like a pretty cool thing. Once again, I mentioned that the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, today is their opening day of in, you know, the game fish season, and there's lots of activity going on many, many lakes throughout the state of Wisconsin. No matter where the anglers are going to go fish in Wisconsin, whether you're resident or non-resident, if you're 16 or older, you need to have a fishing license. You can buy a license through the Go Wild program, the DNR's license portal, or you can, you know, find an agent, a bait shop that sells licenses, and you can do that. As anglers head out for their favorite fishing spot, though, they really want you to think about a couple of things. One, always wear a life jacket. Two, practice safe and sober boat operations for you adults. Know the regulations. You can't say, I didn't know. That's not a good answer. You need to read the book. Okay, release your catch responsibly and minimize the spread of aquatic invasive species by removing any plants and animals from your boat. That means you clean the seaweed off, you flush your tanks out, you don't take minnows from one pond and put them in another pond because all you're doing is spreading those invasive species. Please, please, please remember that. And actually, you know, it's been a little cool in Wisconsin, so things are going to be a little bit slow, but you know what? I think they're going to pick up, and a lot of people are going to do quite well in a number of different areas. But since we're all out in the great outdoors, Lyme disease is coming up. Yep, ticks are here in Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, you know, all across the South, Missouri, etc. Those ticks are out here, and they seem to get a little bit more every year. Heck, most people don't even know you got them in your backyard. Okay, but they want you to keep an eye on, they call it, let's fight the bite. They don't want you to get the ticks. And Lyme disease is like a bacterial infection that spreads by deer ticks, which can be as small as a poppy seed, which is really little. Deer ticks are common in Wisconsin and many other states. And they live in wooded areas where there's grass and brushy stuff. And what happens are the ticks hang in the brush and the tall grass. And as you walk by, you brush against them and they grab on. That's how they do it, folks. It's not rocket science. I know that. But you can limit your chance of getting Lyme disease and other illnesses that are spread by ticks. And we're going to have our tick expert on in a couple of weeks here. But cover as much of your body as possible. That's very important. Wear long sleeves, pants, tuck in your shirt into your pants and your pants into your socks to give them no place to crawl up and attach to your skin. Walk in the center of a trail where the grass and vegetation are mowed so you're not brushing against the grass. Wear light-colored clothing so ticks are easier to spot if you see them on the clothing. Use an EPA-registered insect repellent when you head outdoors, or you can also treat your clothes with a spray called Permethean. You do not spray that on your body, but you spray it on your clothes when you're not wearing them, let them dry, and then put them on. And you'll be surprised how that will keep ticks away. But you always have to check yourself, kids, pets, anytime they come in from the great outdoors. Look in your armpits, your hairlines, your ears, and around your waist. You just have to do a good tick inspection everywhere to make sure you don't have them. And we'll, like I said, we'll hear more about ticks in the coming weeks when we bring on our tick expert to talk about it and learn more from us, okay? All right, we got this and that and that. The Aiden Fishing Report. I almost forgot about this one. The Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. It says, Papa, thanks for coming to the hockey game Sunday. It was so cool to see you, and we won. Dad and I checked the boat in Grand Haven Marina. They're putting it in soon. Then we went to the ramp and talked to the guys at the boat ramp, and they said they were catching some Chinook salmon along with a few coho salmon in 30 to 60 feet of water. But the yellow perch are not around. They said nobody was catching any. The pier fishing is also slowed down for brown trout. Salmon were being caught on orange and black and glow spoons, and a few were caught on green and white flies. We then went to Muskegon, and the pier anglers there said, Aiden, it's slow. There's nothing here. Robert's dad went to South Haven, and because of poor weather, pier fishing was very low, and there was nobody out there fishing. There were a few coho and steelhead caught on spawn. Boat anglers were catching some lake trout in 50 to 65 feet of water, but they worked for them real hard. Fishing has been slowed down up here, but it will get better once everything improves. Once again, Papa, thanks for coming up, and you really surprised me when I looked through the glass and saw your face looking at me. Your fishing magician, Aiden. And once again, that report is brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine. Okay, Indiana, they're still doing some decent, you know, you got to watch the weather. You have to watch the weather here in Illinois. In Indiana, they got a couple of activities in 15 to 30 feet of water, and then that action kind of is, they think it is going to start moving deeper for coho and salmon. Smallmouth bass on good weather days is doing quite well in Illinois and in the Indiana waters close to shore, working rocks and any place like that, and they're picking up fish there. I would imagine that perch fishing would also be improving very, very soon in those areas. Well, you know what? I could hear the flute playing again. Man, this segment goes so fast. But I'd like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from the Cheyenne Nation. It says, beware of the man who does not talk and the dog that does not bark. Beware of the man who does not talk, and the dog that does not bark. Think about that one. That's from our friends in the Cheyenne Nation. Hey, once again, please remember, we do not own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We are honestly borrowing them all from our children's children's children. They are. And right after the show today, I'm going to be out chasing turkeys in Northwest Illinois. Maybe I'll have a good report for you on my turkey hunting experience with Mike Reynolds and Dan Hayes. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.